What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Now, before we go ahead and get started, I want to go ahead and tell you guys about Disrupt Week. Now, Disrupt Week is an amazing, amazing event. It's a week-long, yes, you heard me right, a week-long networking entrepreneurship-based event in San Juan, Puerto Rico. My God, you want to go network with somebody? Go network in paradise. Network in San Juan, Puerto Rico. From October 19th to October 26th, Disrupt and Build Your Empire are hosting this event, Disrupt Week, to help bring 50-plus speakers and 500-plus attendees together to network and make the world a better place. Now, if you want to come to this event and listen from speakers like Anthony Delgado, Chris Delgado, Casey Adams, John Malott, Alex Quinn, Sam Bakhtiar, Stephen Campolo, the list goes on and on and on and on. If you want to hear from people like this, go ahead and hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at @Chase_Henderfit. Let's go to Puerto Rico, baby. Let's make it happen. Now, that's it for that. Let's continue on with the show. What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Today's another solo cast with yours truly, Chase Henderfit. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of adopting an exercise routine. Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but actually I'm going to start with a question. What do you guys think is the number one killer for Americans today? Take a guess. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to hear what you're guessing because this is a podcast and you're listening to me talk after I've already talked. But one of the leading killers in America when it comes to just overall health concerns is obesity. Do you know where obesity comes from? Eating unhealthy. But also, there is another silent killer in America, and that's being sedentary. Yes, you heard me right. Being sedentary can actually lead to major health complications later in life and actually can kill you. Yes. Not doing anything and being lazy can kill you. If you don't believe me, you can look it up from the, the World Health Organization. They say that last year alone, 3.2 million people died based off of being sedentary by not doing anything. By saying, oh, I'm not going to go to the gym. I don't want to work out. You know, there's a lot of other factors that probably played in that too, but as human beings, we evolved to be hunters and gatherers. We were always on the move. We were always making, you know, moving around to make sure that we could stay alive and survive. And then once agriculture came around, that's when, you know, people started to settle down just a little bit, started to build societies and cities. And that's when the sedentary behavior started to roll in. But nowadays, when you've got Uber Eats that'll deliver food to you whenever, you've got Amazon that'll literally ship anything from anywhere in the world to you. We live in a world where everything comes to us. We no longer have to go to it. So now we feel that we don't have to move anymore. We don't have to go be active. But that's so far from the truth. We need to be active as human beings in order to just stay alive. I mean, when I heard that statistic of, you know, 3.2 million people last year dying from being sedentary, that blew my freaking mind. I mean, I was always, you know, growing up, I was actually very sedentary. I was a nerd. I would always be inside playing video games. You know, I'd go outside and play basketball. That was the one thing I'd always do because I absolutely love basketball. Or I'd play football with the neighbors. But most of the time, I'd be inside. You know, I'd be playing video games. I'd be pretty sedentary. And I ended up, you know, being one of those little chubby fat kids because of it. But once I got to, you know, later years in high school and then college as well, that's when I started getting more active. I'm walking around everywhere. I'm working out every single day. That's when I really started to realize how important being active is, because not only is it going to keep you from dying, but it also provides another sense of energy. You might think like, oh, if I got to move around all the time, I'm just going to get super tired and like, I'm not going to want to do anything. Like, yes, you know, initially, if you're going from a point where you're not moving around as much and you're not working out and you're jumping straight into being active and working out, it's going to be a tough transition. But after that transition, oh, man, you feel another level of energy. It's insane. I mean, there's days where I just run on autopilot and I can just go, 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 go. And then all of a sudden I look at my phone and it's like, oh, shit, it's 12:30. I should probably should go to bed. So having that another level of energy is absolutely vital, especially when you're building a business or you're building a brand. You're going to need that energy in order to continue forward and to actually build something substantial. And this all comes down to being healthy. And one of those key aspects of being healthy is being active. You need to start working out more. You need to start being active more. And then, you know, people ask me like, oh, well, what's the best method of training? Do I do cardio every day? Do I lift weights every day? And, you know, it really depends on two main things. One, it depends on your goals. And two, it depends on what you like. Because I know people who they want to put on muscle and lose fat, but they hate weight training. Okay, well, you know what? Weight training probably was your best bet. But you don't have to do that. No, you can do instead, you can do calisthenics, which is, you know, calisthenics is pretty much using your body weight in order to get a good workout in. You do push-ups, pull-ups, burpees, you know, the works. Anything that involves your body, you could do that. And you don't need weights to get in shape. You can use your body. Or you can do, maybe somebody wants to be a marathon runner. Okay, well, lifting weights isn't going to be the way for you to go. Go run. Just do cardio every single day. It really depends on what your goals are, but at the same time, you need to find something that's really enjoyable to you as well. So my challenge to you today is, if you're someone who's not too active or you're kind of sedentary, you've been thinking about working out, but you're like, yeah, I don't know. I want you to really think about what I've told you today, in that if you stay sedentary for too long, you're probably going to die. That's just, I mean, not my words, that's the World Health Organization. 3.2 million people died last year from just not doing anything. So I safe bet would just go work out, go be active. But you know, my challenge to you is not only to think about what I've told you today, but find three methods of exercise that would seem or are enjoyable to you. You know, for me, I love lifting weights. I love the feeling of the iron in my hands. I feel like the Hulk. It's awesome. So that's my main thing. But I also like to do calisthenics. I'm a very big fan of functional fitness calisthenic work. So that's a second one. And my third one, I love, and I mean love, swimming. That's another amazing method of cardiovascular exercise that utilizes the entire body. So my challenge to you today, find three methods of exercise that you would think you would like or that you do like. And start implementing those today. You don't even have to do like every single day, but you know, do maybe one, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. Start with 2 to 3 times a week that you're active. And if you really, really like it, bump it up to 3 to 4. If you like it even more, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, to where you're doing it, you're doing something every single day. Because the more active you are, honestly, the better it's gonna be. Now don't overdo it. It's very hard to overdo it, but don't overdo it where you're doing like hours and hours and hours every single day. You know, honestly, like 30 to 45 minutes a day is perfect. You're gonna get a great workout in no matter who you are, getting a, you know, just doing 30 to 45 minutes, but make sure you're working pretty hard during those 30 to 45 minutes. And right there, you're gonna cancel out a possibility of how you're gonna die, and that is being sedentary. So go ahead, find those three methods of exercise that best fits you, because not only are you going to avoid death, but you're going to feel much more energetic in the long run, which is going to allow you to be more productive and produce more positive outcomes in your business and brand. So that's all for today's episode of The Young, Healthy, and Wealthy. If you have any questions related to fitness, business, mindset, whatever it might be, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Chase_HenderFit. And go ahead and leave this podcast a 5-star review. I'd really appreciate it. You know, if you have any problems with the podcast, feel free to DM me. If you have any suggestions on where we could go with the podcast, I'm always open to suggestions, so feel free to DM me. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy. Peace.